Okay, and would you describe the items that you'd have in your living room? What items would you have?
Bedsteads and trunks. Uh-huh. Sometimes mother'd have her trunk in there. They call it a trunk. Mm-hmm. And the bedstead and the rocking chair and then just regular chairs.
Mm-hmm. Did you have anything that more than one person could sit on?
No, we didn't have nothing like that. Only at our dining table now, we had what they call a bench. They made a bench for them to sit on.
More than one.
Dining table, yeah. And sometimes we'd have to go get the bench and bring it in to sit around the fire.
I see.
We'd go to the dining room, get the bench and bring it down. We called it a bench.
And later on, when you and your wife got remarried and had your own place, what did you call a piece of furniture where more than one person could sit on? Later on in your life, when you had something that
sofa.
I see.
We call them the sofa. They're sitting on the sofa.
Do you ever hear them called anything other than that? Or are they called? Are they still called sofas? Is that?
Of course, sometimes they call it couch, mm-hmm. but most times they're sitting on the sofa.
A lady told me that she used to call them love seats.
Well, now that's back before I could remember, I guess, on this, uh-huh. because. I heard my grandmother talking about that, but I never did see anything like that, you know.
Or just two people could sit and have a high back. And,
yeah. Well, they didn't have no. They didn't make them. And they'd have had that with cotton. And maybe be a box or something other. Or maybe they just, maybe be like this right here. Why, they just fix it to where they could, and the ruffles would come down nearly to the floor. They would set two and set on that, you mm-hmm. see.
Nice.
I can remember when it was sparking, that's what they used. Yeah. They called them a couch.
Couch. how about in the bedroom? What would you have in the bedroom? What would you keep your clothes in?
Well, Mother always had what we call a bureau. We called it a bureau. She kept them in the bureau drawers or in trunks. Most of the time she had a trunk mm-hmm. where she'd keep her clothes in. And then a clothes shelf. Mother had one in the corner of her house where she had curtains down on a clothes shelf. She called them a clothes shelf.
I see. And then had a curtain down to cover
They covered down. They just had shelves against the wall, you see.
I see.
And then they'd, maybe it's a plank. Wide plank up here, and then had shelves in there. She'd put the clothes in there. And she'd say, "Joe, your clothes in the second shelf from the top, or the second shelf from the bottom, whatever it was."
Now, the bureau, did it have a mirror?
Yes, sir.
Did? Uh-huh. Did you ever see anything without a mirror, but just drawers?
Yeah. They call them water shelves. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever have, or did you ever see something that's a big piece, sometimes all the way to the ceiling, and you could move it around? It had doors that would open out and keep your clothes in there.
They call them, what was it they call that? Some of them call them shuffle robes. They call them shuffle robes now. I believe my wife's mother, when we were growing up, she had one made. She slipped in the corner there to keep their clothes and things in, and she called it the shift robe.
Shift robe?
Shift robe, that's what she called it.